And now, a remembrance. Peter Tork, best known as the keyboardist and bassist for the 1960s hit band The Monkees, has died. He was 77. Reporter Davis Donovan takes a look at Peter Tork's New England connections.
Long before he pounded the keys on Daydream Believer, Tork went by the name Peter Halston Thorkelson. His father was an economics professor at the University of Connecticut. Tork went to E.O. Smith High School in Storrs, where he played French horn and guitar. He was part of Greenwich Village's folk scene in the 1960s. That's where musician Stephen Stills of Buffalo Springfield recruited him to join a made-for-TV pop act called The Monkees. The irony? The talented multi-instrumentalist originally wasn't allowed to play his own instruments in the prefabricated band. It was a unique arrangement, as he later told David Letterman.
When you say The Monkees, you think of a couple of things. One was a TV show. One was four actors who played characters with their own names. Peter Tork, mm-hmm. That was the name of the character I played.
Right.
He was really stupid. but it's all right. I'm real intelligent, folks.
Tork wasn't satisfied to play the dumb one. He left the band in 1969, just after their rambling psychedelic film odyssey, Head. But he rejoined the group from time to time for reunion tours. Most recently, just last year, for the band's 13th album, Christmas Party. Tork took the lead on one song with a banjo.
Angels we have heard on high.
Tork was diagnosed with cancer in 2009, but he told his fans he was cancer-free by the end of the year. He told Minnesota Public Television in 2011 he saw himself as a survivor.
The thing that is most important to me is that I haven't given up, haven't quit. I haven't quit doing the music. I haven't quit doing the what we call the exploration of the mystery.
A cause of death hasn't been announced for Tork. He was 77 years old. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Davis Donovan.